These are the Keshi Tapes. U-Man and Favaz explore the backstories and interviews heard on Keshi, the longest-running rock station in the country.
Keshi Tapes time. Yes, Favaz, myself, John Hewlett, going back in time and playing back interviews. Today's interview is one that Favaz did live on the radio with Ronnie Montrose, and this is show 86.
Yes, this is at a time, I think Montrose was playing at what was called the UMB Bank Pavilion at the time, John. It's the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater now. So Montrose had reunited, and of course that is Sammy, Ronnie, Bill Church, and Denny Carmassi. They were going to play that night. They were only going to do like three or four songs. And so I had access to walk around in the back, and I stumbled upon Ronnie Montrose. Well, you know, his name on that record says it alone.
Right.
You know,
right,
so he
right.
was there.
You know. And his mood that night, remember? He was a very talkative guy because he seemed to be a quiet guy over the years. You didn't hear very much from Ronnie Montrose when he was alive. And unfortunately, he's been gone since when?
2012. He committed suicide.
Oh, geez.
But I've interviewed him twice, and I remember both times. This time he was, I think, a little more jovial, but the other time was at Rib America downtown, and he was going to play by himself. Him and his band. So, and it was after this interview, and I think those are the two times that I've talked to him. So,
All right, it's one of those legendary bands, man. You're talking about that first album by Montrose. So many great songs on there, and you just don't hear other people in other cities ever talk about Montrose. It's like one of those bands that just went by, but it's a real big part of our history here in St. Louis because, A, it was good music.
It was.
And it was really hard, rock and driving music, and it introduced us to Sammy Hagar, and then he became the superstar that he is now.
And if you talk to any rock band that's out there, Van Halen, whatever, they'll say, if you say, give me your top five albums, the Montrose record will be there.
Yeah.
For sure.
So here we go. Favaz and Ronnie Montrose.
Hey, everybody. It's Favaz, and we're backstage at the UMB Bank Pavilion, and I am sitting next to the namesake of, well, everybody would be here anyway for Sammy, but it's just even more special this year that Montrose is reuniting, and with me is Ronnie Montrose. Ronnie, welcome to St. Louis.
Hey, man. How you doing?
Good. When was the last time you were in St. Louis?
It's been a while. I've been playing a lot on the West Coast, but not out here, and then making records and running my website and all that kind of stuff. So,
give your website a plug. What is it?
Well, I've just recently got ronniemontrose.com back. Funny, I had to work to get my own name back, man. What's up with that? But I got it. Yeah, it's good. We're building it right now.
All right, so this is, how many gigs is this now? This is the last one tonight. How many is this?
Yeah, it's the last one. We were going to do three originally, and then something happened. Leonard Skinner, Gary Rossington got sick. Sam called us up and said, listen, guys, you want to do another week with me? Come on out. And we said, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. So we've done five now, and this is the last one. And this is the crown jewel of the show. St. Louis, regardless, is Sammy Town, but it's always been since the 70s. Keshi and 70s has been Montrose Town, man. It's just been great.
Yeah. So how about that?
Do you guys get into why Sammy and him split ways? Because they had.
I don't think here we did, but I can't remember if we've done that in other Keshi tapes. Sammy said it was about money.
Yeah.
You know, and he, Ronnie accused Sammy of wanting more money or doing something, and he accused him of something that he didn't do.
Yes. So.
I can't remember exactly what it was.
And then Sammy ended up doing a Montrose song on one of his records so that he could help Ronnie's family out
with some
of the royalties.
Yes, he did.
Something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How has it been for you? What's it been like to be back with the guys?
Nothing has changed one bit. We might as well just be back, 30 years ago. We're the same guys. It's the same Montrose club we're in. We look at each other and just laugh. You know, it's just absolutely fun.
Now, I know you were hesitant over the years to do this. Tell us why at all?
Oh, good question.
Hey.
I wasn't hesitant at all. It just didn't feel, it didn't feel appropriate. And it just, timing is everything. And now the opportunity is here where we can all get together for no other reason than to have fun, play for a lot of people, and make it a good event. And I guess the planets lined up or whatever, but it's right now.
We're talking to Ronnie Montrose, and where do you see this going?
Maybe you should have probed on that a little deeper, my man.
Okay, fine, Godfather.
Come on, 60 minutes. Come on, this is 60 minutes.
When I interviewed Sammy, he said, I would like to take this thing, if it works out. This was before you guys started playing again. He said he would like to take this thing out into arenas or something like that later on?
None of us really know. I mean, the way I came into this thing, and I think we all did, including Sam, is we all just have so much fun playing. We'll see where it takes us. Nobody's predicting anything, but we know that this is a gas, and we're happy that everybody's going to be able to come and see it, because I get mountains of email telling people, man, I never thought I'd see you four guys back on stage.
That's true, man.
Yeah.
I never thought that.
I remember watching that show that night, and they came out, and they did three songs, and they, you know, it was just amazing. I mean, it was cool to see Ronnie Montrose and Sammy on the same stage performing together.
And this was what year this interview?
I believe this was 2003.
Okay, so yeah. He died in 12. So
he died in 12,
later.
Yeah.
Together, and they're totally amped out of their minds, and it's great, man. It's a good feeling to know that the music that we made that long ago still has such an impact on people's lives to this day. And it's full circle. They're bringing their nephews, their nieces, they're bringing their kids to see us. You know, the kids who have had to suffer through their parents playing Montrose music, you know, now get to see what it's all about. And the other beautiful thing is we're in our 50s. And we're all in good shape. And so it's like a gang of guys that can come out and do it who haven't done it for a long time, but we're all in great shape, man. We feel like kids out there. So
I was with Bill Church at the game, and he's still in good Budweiser shape.
Oh, yeah. Bill knows how to have his Bud. God bless him.
What were you referring to?
Cardinal game.
Oh.
So Sammy threw out the first pitch. You were there, and I was in the suite with Bill Church and Denny Carmassi. And we were drinking, having a good time, talking about stuff. And then I don't know if Sammy came up after. He might have come up after he threw out the first pitch. Ronnie was not there. So this was the night before. And that's why I said Bill was in good Budweiser shape, because I just remember him drinking, having a good time.
You know? But he's just kicking butt up there on stage. He really is.
What do you think of new music by Montrose? How do you feel about that?
I don't think about it. I mean, none of this, nothing in the future now. I don't project anything, because you never say never. I don't do anything like that. I know I'm having fun right now. I've got a rich, full life in California doing what I'm doing, and we'll see what happens. But I just, you know, I don't take it to that level.
What's your favorite Montrose memory from the old days with Sammy and Bill and Denny?
Actually, my favorite memory was us working, realizing what a unit we were, and us working in rehearsal in the studio in the 70s with the first Montrose album, playing it for managers, potential managers, and managers saying, guys, you know, it's okay, but it's really not going to make any impact or any influence.
Wow, that is crazy, isn't it?
Isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it still holds. It sounds just as good today as it did back then.
Yeah, if you listen to the whole thing, one song after another.
Right.
Sounds great.
On anybody. And we bonded together so strong as a four-man unit and said, you know what? We don't need you as a manager if you don't believe in this music. I mean, we were playing Space Station No. 5, Rock Candy, Rock the Nation, Bad Motor Scooter, and we were getting told no, and we just didn't hear no. We didn't understand it. We were too young to understand no, so we just powered ahead, and that was a good experience.
Yeah, I mean, because it's so clean. That's another thing.
It is.
When I listen to Montrose record, that's what I think. Clean, crisp, clear rock and roll with tremendous intensity.
I agree.
You know?
But it's got Sammy's first song that he ever wrote as a professional, Bad Motor Scooter. Mm-hmm. That was it right there.
Well, I tell you what, I can't wait. Sammy comes here every year and sells out this joint, and this year it's just so much sweeter. Michael Anthony will be here tonight on stage, and then you guys come out. And Ronnie, just thanks for all the great music over the years, man. Thank you for that album. You know, Montrose had more than that, but that record right there is truly stands the test of time.
Thank you, too. It's good to see you and good to talk to all your fans out there.
Yeah, and then Ronnie put out some other albums after that, too. Well, there were three Montrose albums, two with Sammy Hagar as the lead vocalist.
Mm-hmm.
Third one, I can't remember who the singer was. And then after that, he went solo, and he put out some just guitar virtuoso
type albums.
He played
with Gamma, didn't he?
Yeah, he was in Gamma. That's right.
Right.
There, and there were three Gamma albums.
Hmm.
Yeah, Voyager was one of their big hits.
Right.
Can't think of the other one off the top of my head. But, yeah, that was some great guitar playing, too. He was a hell of a player.
It's just sad that the way it all ended for him. You know, he committed suicide. He shot himself. I think he had prostate cancer. I think he was dealing with a lot of issues, and he just didn't see the reason to go on anymore. And it was just really sad. And I remember it hit Sammy pretty hard, too. And like you said, Sammy did a song and gave him songwriting credit so his family would get some of the money. And it was, Ronnie. It was a shame for sure.
Town Without Pity, he did a version of that. That's a Casey classic.
Paper Money.
Paper Money. We have those, that was the second album, wasn't it, Tom?
I think it was. Yeah, I think that was the name of it.
That was Montrose. Tom Without Pity was when he was just putting out his
Own stuff.
His own stuff, yeah. All right, that's Casey Tapes, show 86. You can follow me on Twitter at STLUMan. I'm Johnny Hewlett on Instagram.
Favaz here, and you can follow me on all that stuff too.
All right.
AMF.
Bye.
The KC Tapes with you, man, and Favaz. For more on the history of KC, go to KC95.com or the KC mobile app.